The water in Mississippi's largest city is undrinkable.
Do not drink the water. I want to be clear. Please do not drink the water.
150,000 residents of Jackson, the state capital, cannot drink the water, cannot reliably shower, flush their toilets, or battle their city's fires. Governor Tate Reeves on Tuesday declared a state of emergency, one with no end in sight.
I can't give you a time frame as to when we will be pushing out safe drinking water.
Days of torrential rains have swollen the Pearl River, mixing sewage and drinking water and overwhelming the city's main water treatment plant, causing it to fail. With the city unable to afford the repairs, the state is offering emergency funding.
This gets into quite possibly the billions of dollars, and so that is far beyond the city of Jackson's reach to be able to accomplish that on our own.
Longtime Jackson resident Bernard Smith saw it coming and stocked up.
I always try to stock up on water supplies because that's stuff that don't spoil. In any instances, when you know you're in a zone where this happens, you don't just all of a sudden, you add to your supply. They always told me, a snake can't bite you if you see it first.
Jackson's population is largely black. A quarter live in poverty. It's one of many U.S. cities suffering water supply problems. And until it can restore its water treatment plant and fill its aging pipes, residents will have to make do with boiled water, bottled water, and plenty of patience. John Hendren, Al Jazeera.